I've got that pecan that takes the place.
It's a hot morning in Cape Girardeau as Dave Neiswanger walks me through his garden. It's spacious, lined with rows of stunning irises and blooming daylilies. Each flower is a Neiswanger exclusive, from the shape of the petal right down to the color.
That's one of my seedlings that I developed. Also, most reds back then were wine-colored reds, or it might be a red like this. And so I wanted an orange.
Neiswanger is a hybridizer, and for roughly six decades, he's been improving the appearance of plants. Everything from daylilies to daffodils, he's hybridized. His specialty, though, are irises, of which he's introduced nearly 300 varieties.
See, it's partly an art, as well as being scientific knowledge in breeding. You just get a sense of what a certain plant has to offer in a cross. And some people have a good sense of that.
But gardening has always been second nature to Neiswanger. It started on his grandfather's farm.
But in the summertime, when the school breaks, I would go up to Patton, Missouri, to my grandpa's house and stay with him on the farm and help him pitch hay or whatever jobs needed to be done around on the farm.
At six, he was growing vegetables. By 12, he tried grafting a sweet cherry tree to a wild cherry tree. It didn't work, but it fueled an insatiable appetite for hybridizing. So how does hybridizing work? Neiswanger chooses the characteristic he wants to improve, like adding ruffles or lace.
That becomes your goal. Or you might want to develop a new color that you don't even have. That's a real recessive trait.
Then he finds two plants he wants to hybridize. He takes the good characteristic of one plant and crosses it with another that lacks those traits.
So you just take your tweezers,
yeah,
and you pluck the anther,
yeah,
and then you just rub it against.
You put it on this end of this pistil here, see?
Uh-huh.
That's the stigmatic lip right there. You put the pollen right there on the end of that lip, on the end of that pistil.
And that's all you do?
Yeah, that's all there is to it. There's nothing magic about it. Then you...
He says the end result should create a flower that's an improvement of its parents, but that could take several generations. Hybridizing is a trial and error process. Sometimes it works, and other times...
Every time you make a cross, that doesn't mean you're going to get seed like this. See, those didn't take at all. It didn't work.
Neiswanger is one of Cape Girardeau's best-kept secrets, but in plant circles abroad, he's a big deal because of his contributions to the iris.
So Mr. Neiswanger is the reason that iris thrived and won awards in Germany during that time, specifically East Germany.
That's Carla Jordan, the director of the Cape Girardeau County History Center in Jackson.
And so there's some magazine articles of people who he helped them with their hybridizing.
She's referring to a jam-packed display case at the History Center. It highlights all of Neiswanger's hybridizing achievements.
Mr. Neiswanger knows how to do relationships with people. That's why he's been so successful in his career and in his relationships in the floral world.
And that's how he got this name.
He calls me on the phone. He says, Dave, are you the great American hybridizer? I said, what? What are you talking about?
Yes, the great American hybridizer. He got that name from a man in East Germany who recognized his iris known as Brown Lasso.
And it had my name on it, year of introduction, 75 and so forth, which is, so he knew my name. I couldn't believe it.
He's shocked because the Berlin Wall was still up and accessibility to newer introductions of irises were hard to come by. Neiswanger says he figures someone smuggled in his iris from West Germany into East Germany.
That was the newest iris he had. And his others were from 1920 and so forth.
And by the way, his Brown Lasso won a Dykes Medal. It's the highest award you can get for an iris. Neiswanger has two. His second was for Everything Plus. For KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.